Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. First, giving all praise to God, who is the head of our life. I speak this in corporate like I believe everybody's on right now. I really believe in the Lord. Really know that it was the Lord who woke him up this morning. Didn't take no time out and said, Lord, I just want to get in the service. So I want to wake up with the Lord on my mind. I want to wake up worshiping to the Lord. I want to give thanks to the Lord. Know that the God is the God that who woke us up this morning, who made this day out of reality. And I just thank him for just moving like he's been moving. I want to thank always for his presence ever on this, on God's plan. And then we thank God, you know, for what he has bestowed upon us. You know, I don't mind saying things in the past, but then I find out when you bring a lot of stuff up, you know, if you're not spiritually strong enough, it'll start taking over. You know, we rejoice on a lot of things. But when it comes down to God, you know, when God will deliver you for something. If it's not into a way of lifting up the kingdom, the only thing you're lifting up is the devil. Because the devil loves when we weep and moan after things that burden us down that he got us. But I love what God does for us. He started us on our way. He got us in the point of our life right now. If it had not been for him, where would we be?
Mm-hmm.
I thank him. I thank God for this Holy Spirit, man. I just, you know, sometimes you know, I can't. It's sometimes I just hold back. You know, I understand the minister said sometimes you just can't say it all. You just have to wait time for God to say it to you. You know, you just kind of hold your peace sometimes because everybody doesn't understand that everything. And what God has planned for this. But we know that he already established something, but we do know that some people are going to be delayed, you know, to mind, and then they're going to misunderstand you. So what you do, you just watch the salvation of the Lord. You watch his plan. His plan is bigger than us. You know, I don't care how small we think we are, you know, how we can speak before people and all that good stuff. But God's plan is sometime farther than our plan, you can imagine. One scripture says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither is it entered into the hearts of man the things God has planned for him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I thank him for that. I thank him for keeping looking up to the hill, which comes with all our help. And all our help comes from the Lord. I thank God. Knowing that if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be where we are right now. If I could just sit back. And then, you know what, man, I say this, Reverend, I say this with love with everybody. You know, once I pray to God, I can't speak to everybody else. Once I pray to God, I believe it.
Amen.
I believe it. I truly believe
it. Yes, sir.
God has gave me something in my heart today that I know that he already know it. Some can do a lot of things and keep it before him every morning talking about the same thing. I believe once I give it to him, he's going to do what he do in his time.
Okay.
I already asked for patience. I already asked for things that concern me. But I'm glad God knows me. You know, man trying to figure you out, you know what I'm talking about, but God knows me, and that's why I said that when I pray, I don't push this on nobody, you can keep doing what you're doing. I said, but I pray, I believe it's done. It is all in his time to happen. If not, he'll let me know if he haven't. I don't need nobody to say, what you think? I know what I think. I gave it to the Lord. Whatever he fit through, I'm good with it, you know. I'm confident in what he knows, and he will not put no more on you can bear. That means good or bad.
Right.
Somebody's talking about.
Right.
We look at the other side of it, but we're never talking about the good either, because sometimes that good overweighs you, and you think you're something. And especially with a few things. But I'm so glad he is merciful, my brother. I'm so glad that he's merciful. It's a river that flows through his heart, through his love. You still there?
Yes, praise the Lord.
Before we go in prayer and scripture, you got anything to say?
Oh, man, it's just beautiful. Thank the Lord for letting us see this day. And again, letting us experience what we're experiencing. Wish they could experience what we're experiencing and getting ready for the expectation of a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. But I just have thanksgiving upon my heart, brother. Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. You good?
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord.
Just thank God for his Holy Spirit. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for surely you woke us up early this morning and you started us on our way. Lord, we just thank you for the spirit of your mercy, your grace, Lord, because we know we can do it without you, Lord. And we believe, Father God, since you here, we ask you, Father God, to forgive us for all the sins we have done, known and unknown sins, Lord. Lord, cover us, Lord, that we try to do your will, Lord. Lord, move us out the way, Lord, that we stand and teach and preach your uncompromising gospel, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for on yesterday, how you moved in the spirit of every church, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for one in fellowship with one another in family love. We thank you, Father God, for the gifts that you give us, Lord. And that is life, Lord. We just thank you for it, Lord. So I'm thanking you. We thank life just because we said we woke up with life being with you, Lord. Lord, we can be walking on this side, Lord, but still dead. But Lord, you made it there. You made this life that we live, that we call on the Lord, and we thank Jesus for what he had done on Calvary so we can have this opportunity to be in thy presence. Lord, thank you for your mercy. Lord, thank you for your grace. Lord, thank you for your peace, Lord, that surpasses all understanding. So, Lord, we just as we get in the word, Lord, we ask, Father God, for as we decrease, for you to increase, Lord. Lord, we ask you to move the hindrance spirit, if there's any hindrance spirit here, Lord. We ask you, Father God, that we go in your word. We ask you, Father God, that increase in your Holy Spirit in us, Lord, that will we bring out, Lord, that someone said, what must I do to be saved? Or how can I get closer to you? Oh, I may want to repent. Let it be through the preach word, Lord. Let it be through your voice they hear, Lord. Not ours, but your voice, Lord. Lord, let it be even in prayer right now that people receive your love, Lord. I thank you, and I love you. And this we pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. After being fed. Some of y'all went to church yesterday and you got fed.
Mm-hmm.
Some of y'all listened to the word of God and you got fed. After being fed. Could somebody tell me what the sermon was preached on yesterday? Can somebody tell me what lesson they heard yesterday that is present today? That you didn't leave it on yesterday, but you brought it to you today. I want to tell you something. God is asking for us, what are we eating today? What have we eaten? What did you eat on yesterday? And I know it's when we take time out and get in God's word, but while we at the sanctuary, what are we taking in so we can bring it in our everyday life? You know, I hear the ministers, the elders, the pastors, the ministers, the evangelists going out there spreading God's word. And what did you learn on yesterday? What did you learn on yesterday? Brother Randy, what you learn, Brother Randy?
My. It's crazy you said that. What did you eat yesterday? Because you know,
yes,
I ate something real good yesterday. I was in the
Yes, sir.
Church house.
Yes, sir.
Right? And
yes,
sir. The text was simply, shake it off. Help me, Holy Spirit. It was shake it off. He said, shake it off. And it was talking about in ministry. And it put us in remembrance of God. It put me in remembrance of God's plan. When we was reading that, when we went into the scripture yesterday, Reverend Ryan, because he told us to shake it off. Remember I told you that story about, how you I got this vision of us being on the elevator. Help me,
Holy Spirit. Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
200 folks on this elevator. And as you go up, some people going to get off early. Some people going to ride along with you. Some people going to be on long after you're gone. But everybody ain't going to the flow you're going to.
Come on, man.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
He was over in Luke 9 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about ministry, remember, right? He was talking about ministry.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes. You talking about ministry and before God and your ministry. Help me, Holy Spirit. My God. If you can, you can go there for a minute, just give it a little bit. I'm kind of driving, but I can get over. I can pull over.
What you got?
He was over in Luke 9, and he was talking about the ministry and shaking it off. Shaking off the negative things, shaking off. Sometimes people ain't go roll with you all the way. Even though you doing a great thing every morning, we on God's plan every morning. Everybody ain't gonna like you, Reverend Ryan. Reverend Aaron, everybody ain't gonna care for you.
You gotta watch out for some of the made man too. Come on.
Oh yeah.
You might catch that later on.
He told him to shake it off.
I'm there.
My God.
Luke 9 and what now?
Luke 9 and hold on, let's get there. And then he went over to Matthew 10. And it said it the same way, but a little bit different. That's right. A little bit different.
Go
to Luke 9 and 1. Hold on. I'm driving. I'm trying to keep my eyes on the road.
What was the lesson about? About the while he's sitting the 12 out?
Yeah. It was about ministry. It was about, shaking it off. How he told him, how he told him how to go about in ministry, how to do things.
Watch this. He named the 12 disciples, right? And after he picked the 12 disciples, he said, in verse 5, said, in the 12, Jesus sent forth and commanded them to say, go not into the way of a Gentile and into any city of Samaria. He said, enter ye not. That's what he said, right? He said, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He said, heal the sick.
Yeah.
Cleanse the leper. Raise the dead, cast out devils. He said, freely you have received, freely you give. He said, provide neither gold, nor silver, nor brass, or a purse. He said, no strip of your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staff. For the workman is worthy of his meat. He said, into whatsoever city and town you shall enter, inquire, and it is worthy and able to go thence. And look what he said, brother. Man. And when you come into the house, salute it.
He said,
if the house be worthy, let the peace come on in. But
let
if,
the peace come on
not,
again.
But if it be not worthy, let the peace return to you. Well, I've been there.
He said,
whosoever should receive, whosoever should not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of the house of city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it should be more tolerable than the land of Solomon and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than did for the city.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you, brother.
What I learned yesterday, you asked what did I eat yesterday, right? What I learned yesterday is, back in Israel days when the priest or whoever it was would come in,
mm-hmm.
and go into the house of the Lord, they would have to shake the dust off their feet because they didn't want all that mess, help me, Holy Spirit, all that junk coming in to the house of God. They didn't want all that junk, all that mess, so they had to shake it off their feet before they walked into the holy place.
Mm.
My God. Here, read a little bit. Let me read it right here. And listen what it reads like. It says, when Jesus had called to the 12 together, he gave them power and authority. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. See, he set them up, right? He gave them, it says in the Word of God, he gave them all power and authority to drive out demons and to cure, to heal, to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. See, he prepared them. He gave it to somebody. Can somebody say he would give it to you, all you need, when he send you out, when he prepare you for this ministry, Reverend Brian, he going to give it to you. I hear you say it all the time. You know, sometimes you just open the book up, and whatever it falls at, that's where you go. Because he going to give it to you when you're doing this ministry, you're doing it in the right way, you mean right back. He going to give you everything you need. It says, I'm going to read that one more time. It's me right there. He said, when Jesus called the 12, he gave them power and authority, Reverend Henry, to drive
mm-hmm.
out all demons and cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Listen to what he says written in red right here. This is what I like right here. This way written in red.
Yeah. Yeah.
He told them, take nothing for the journey. He said, you don't need nothing. He said, no staff, no bag, no bread, no money, no extra shirt. It says, whatever house you enter, it says, stay there until you leave the town. It says, leave that town and shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. I skipped something right there. I'm traveling on. It says, take nothing for the journey.
Listen.
No staff, no bag, no bread, no money, no extra shirt. It says, whatever house you enter, stay there until you leave town. Listen what it really like, Reverend Brian. Listen what it really like. If people do not welcome you, leave their town and shake the dust from the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. So that, listen what it say. Listen what it really like. So they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and healing people everywhere. He set them out. They went on about healing people everywhere. It says,
mm-hmm.
it says a little different in Matthew 10. Say it the same way, but a little different. It gives you a different outlook of it in Matthew 10. But basically, he was just saying that, you know, in ministry, he gives you the blueprint to go out and do what you need to do. He giving you the power and authority to do everything you need to do. See, some people think that they're not ready for this, they're not equipped for that, or they can't do this, because of that. But it says in the Word of God right there, right? He give it to you. He give it to you, he equip you, and he send you out to do, claim the good news of the kingdom of God when you serious about this ministry.
Before he sent them out, I think it called the discipleship, right? Before he sent them out, he discipled them. He taught them. They witnessed and seen what he had done. So he didn't send them out there with no information, because he already put it in their heart. Because he discipled. Because they had to have some, he had to have some. See, when people, that's why one of the books says, when you can desire the office, right? He said, don't step out as a novice. Somebody going out there don't understand the Word of God, you know, and be able to fight off what Jesus had gave them. It's going to be some time that you got to take this cross up, you know. Brother,
yes.
the reason why I said that, because I heard you heard something in the sermon, and it stuck to you.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? And it stuck to, it resonated with you, because you on that journey to want to teach God's word. You know what I'm talking about? You want to be a labor for the Lord. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Truly, this is really true evangelizing, what we're doing right now. You know what I'm talking about? Because it's not a physical church. You know what I'm talking about? And we're more north, south, east, west, and it's spread abroad. So truthfully, the staff that we have today, if we keep studying, keep reading, Jesus is going to tell you, now it's time for you to have it. You know what I'm talking about? Now it's the time for you to have the staff. Now it's time for you to have the scripture, because he wants to go out there and be prepared when we be before people. You know, it's good to do it sometimes. But when you ain't been reading, it's hard to come out. When you ain't been laboring, it's hard to come out. You ever just stop doing God's word? Watch this here. And then try to get in front of somebody to help somebody. You start fumbling and everything, because you're not exercising. You don't exercise, you will lose it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You don't exercise, you will lose it. That's why I was asking that when we be hearing our pastors and ministers and evangelists, and are we ready? See, I said you're a note taker. You know, you're a note taker. There's somebody disciplining themselves with the notes. You know what I'm talking about? How can I apply to help somebody? Not to lift me up, but lift God up. This is what the ministry is about. You know,
and then
you talking about that dust. They did a bunch of walking. And it had sandals on. And most majority of the houses back there, Randy, they had big old pots of water. And what they do, they clean themselves up before they went in people's houses. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They clean themselves up because they didn't want to go in and track dirt and shit, like you say.
Track,
you know,
none of that junk in there. Yes, Lord.
You know, most people, now this don't sound, I hope people don't get misunderstand what I'm saying. Please don't misunderstand me. It's just me now. It might not be nobody else. I'm not putting this on nobody. Most people have places that you can take your feet, your shoes off before you walk in their house.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You ever been there? You just take
mm-hmm.
your shoes off
because
what you've been tracking out there, they don't want you tracking in their house.
That's right.
Yes, and there's some. Are you stuck up? You don't know about it. Walk on your. You'd be surprised how much germs you pick up putting in your house, bringing in the house, and bringing sickness in your house. You'd be surprised what comes in your house. Now watch this here. Same thing when you come to somebody's house. When you come over there, most times people come to visit. They come sometimes to be nosy. Hold on. Sometimes they come. They want to eat all your food up. Sometimes they come uninvited, you know. You know, they have all kind of what this is. That's why when at this time, it was, Brother Ram, you was, as the teaching was going on, Jesus was sending them out. And he was sending them out, I want you to go to them houses that who show hospitality. Who show, man, come on in. Come in my house. You know, I want you to come in. Come on in. And then they start being witness to them. They start being able to talk to them. They can heal and deliver people. But then if you go to somebody's house, you know, that's what they talk about, them Jehovah's Witnesses. You know, talking about, because they be knocking on your doors and everything. You know, and people say, and hey, I'm ready for them. I'm ready. I got something for them. But I'm going to tell you something. I might be dead wrong. I heard a man, young man, you know, Kimo? I think that's his name, right?
Yeah,
and he was telling me something, and I asked him one thing, if this is what I believe. I don't care what nobody else believes. This is what I believe. I asked him, do you believe in the death, burial, and resurrection? He said, yes. What, all the other stuff with this doctrine, man. We just fussing and arguing about doctrine, because when it's all said and done, the Bible said before faith came, we was under the schoolmaster. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He said, before faith, no, come on. Let's go to Galatians right quick. Let's go to 3. Y'all don't mind? Brother Randy, you don't mind my deviate?
No.
Come on, brother.
I said, we don't practice this. I ain't talked to Brother Randy about a few days, really. We don't practice this stuff, man. Look what the scripture says about this, about what God think about what we should be at, right? In verses 3 and 22, I'm going to start there, 3 and 22, delighting in chapter 3 and 22. It's imperative that we, when we read the word of God, that we ask God for understanding. We ask God to help we understand the scripture. You know, so we, early in our prayer, we say, Lord, we will allow us to decrease. So you can increase, so you can open people's ears spiritually so they can hear your word. Now watch what the word said. But the scripture has concluded all under sin. You with me? Y'all with me?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Mm-hmm.
But the scripture has concluded. It said all under sin. I'm talking about every one of us. it's a fact that we are all under sin. He said, but faith, he said that the faith, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. Help me, Holy Spirit. Before faith came, we was kept under the law, set unto the faith which should afterward be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster, to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Oh, help me. He said, but after the faith is come, we are no longer under the schoolmaster. Oh, help me, Jose. I'm going to say something.
Yes.
For ye are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For many of you as have been baptized, watch this here, into Christ, have put on Christ. That's what I'm talking about. There are neither what? Jews nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you all are one in Christ. And if you be Christ, there are you the Abraham's seed in the heirs according to the promise. So I say that, Brother Rand, to tell you this here. The ministry, even when he sent them out, they was teaching Jesus, right? Because there was many people at that time was still under the Mosaic law. They knew the law. The law was like a transgression, iniquity. It points out to sin, but it wasn't none there to save you. Now Jesus have came. Jesus is here now. Now Jesus have walked the earth with them and showed them things. Now they said before faith came, these things it was tooling you, it was teaching you, but all it was doing is getting you ready for Christ. It was getting you ready for Christ, because you would have never, they would have never understood why they were going to the neighbor's house and talking to people about the love of God. They would have never did this until they got an encounter with Jesus, until Jesus called them. He didn't go to the seminar either. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. He didn't go to the Pharisees, the Sadducees. He didn't go to the what we call the Sanhedrin, that club that they always point out your sin, point out your wrong, and point out what you do this and do that. He went to some people that were sinners, and he converted them. He converted them. And before he converted them, he told them this here. And then you got to know this from your heart. Simon Peter, the devil was out to sift you like wheat. He said, but I prayed for thee. He said, I prayed for thee, but you tell it not. And then he told them this here. He said, but when you've been converted, go strengthen the brother. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing.
Yes.
But Jesus now is revealed to all mankind, but it's up to man to receive him. It's up to man to receive him. What did you receive yesterday? What did you spend your whole day on yesterday? Did you take time out for the Lord? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Did you?
Amen.
Are you like that one? Are you like that one? And say, well, just another Sunday. This is why I need to get my rest on. I need to get some rest. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And that's pretty good. You know, get your rest. Don't trip. I ain't talking about don't get your rest. But what I want to tell you, I like that part in 28. He said it was a time that when the Jews were the only one was accepted at this time, the children of Israel. But when God died on, when God sent his son to die on Calvary, he died for all mankind. He didn't pick the black, white, brown, or whatever color you want to put on there, and whatever decree it is, was a female male. He died for us all. But we have to believe in that. We have to believe in the death and the burial,
yes,
and the resurrection. People hang up on that. But let me tell you something. God is not jealous. I mean, God is not prejudiced. You understand me? What he does for the male, he does it for the female. What he does it for the Jew, he does it for the Greek. What he does it for the one who's bond and will be free. Christ is the center point of all of this. If he's not centered in your life, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, please get on board. Get on board.
Mm-hmm.
Make him your Lord of your life. Make him the Lord of your life. That's where we are today. What did you learn yesterday? What did you learn yesterday? After you were fed. After you were fed, what did you learn? Well, if you didn't go to church, you didn't get take time out to get in the Word, or you didn't get time to fellowship. Let me tell you one time, Jesus had fed 5,000. And feeding them 5,000, prior to that, he was preaching to them for 3 days. And they wanted to go home, and Jesus told them, I'm over in John, and he told them in John 6, he told them, we can't send them away like this. They won't make it. They got a long way to go. They won't make it. We got to feed them. One of the disciples, Philip, them said, we don't have enough money to feed all these people. And Peter around there, he said it was a lad here. Two fish and 5 barloaves of bread. Jesus said, bring it to me. Jesus took the bread and the meat and turned it to the Father and asked the Father to bless it. And he told them to send the company of 50, not including the women and children that they even said was there. And he fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. You hear what I'm saying? He done that.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's going to go about? After he fed them, the disciples pulled back 12 baskets of fragment that we call the day leftover. And all his Holy Spirit. And then after that, this is what I have to question. After being fed, don't you know Jesus raised a question, Reverend? Now, I don't want to, verse 1 all the way down to 22. Don't you know he asked the question. They was in the midst of him. There's a person asking him. And the verse 22, it reads like this, 6 and 22, Brandon. This was some God that gave me this morning, you know. This is what he gave me this morning, brother, man. Just open up the book, brother.
Yeah.
And I said, after being fed. So you told me what you ate, and now you got what you got through. You got to eat, and you got fed. Let me tell you what I received, and I got fed. I was listening to the word with him when I said this. He said, the day followed when the people were stood on the other side of the sea, saw that there was none other boat there to save one another, whereinto his disciples were entered, that Jesus went, look at this, not with his disciples into the boat, that the disciples were gone away alone. Yeah, look at here. Howbeit there came another boat from Tiberias night, he said, unto the place where they did eat bread after that the Lord had gave night. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm still there,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
People saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples. They also took the ship, look at this, and came to Capernaum and saw who? They were seeking who? For Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And when they had found him on this other side, Brother Randy, and said, watch this, Brother Ram. I'm telling you, for 1 to 21, he had just fed all these people.
Yeah.
He just fed all these people. And they was inquiring after feeding all. That was a miracle to do what he did. It was a miracle. And they seen it. And now then, and we call comparing, it's his headquarters, where he does all mainly his preaching at. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He took it, and they were seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him other side of the sea, they say unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I know your Bible be a little different.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, translate this in my term. You know, he would tell them, where did you go? How did you get here? That's what they were saying. Well, how did you get here?
Yeah.
How did you get to this other side? You know, only Jesus can move without Uber. Only Jesus can move without this. Only Jesus can move. Well, hold on, Randy, you like to travel a little bit. American Airlines, Southwest. Only Jesus can move.
Yeah.
Can move with all this stuff we call it, that we can move around in life like an automobile. Only Jesus could move around. But they said Rabbi. And Rabbi means teacher. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus answered them. Said, verily, verily, I say unto you. Watch this. This is what I'm trying to see. What did you eat after you've been fed? What did you really eat? Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me, not because you saw the miracle, but because you did eat of the loaf and was filled. You will be.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all with me yet? Y'all still with me yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I asked
you,
what did you eat on yesterday or even this morning? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Have you ate anything? Most of us ate hormones. Most of us ate busy body. Most of us ate what else? What else we ate? Backbiting. Most of us ate lying, cheating. What are you digesting in your system right now? Are you guilty of listening, getting some kind of devotion with the Lord? Are you taking time out? Well, I know there's a work day. Trust me, I'm at work right now. But he said, you seek for the wrong thing, my brothers and sisters. That's what he was telling them. You were seeking for something to eat. You seeking for something to go after. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. There's a lot of people seeking and got the wrong intention about what they're seeking, brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
This deep, He said, that's what you were seeking. Look what he said. Let me back up. Jesus answered them and said, brethren, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracle, but because you did eat of the loaf and was filled. Labor not for the meat which perish. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, I just read something. But for that meat which to endure to everlasting life. Oh, help me. I'm saying something, y'all. Which the Son of Man should give unto you, for him have God had, what do you say, the Father seal. I'm saying he is the bread of life. He is the bread of life. Brother Randy, most churches do communion. They take up the Lord's Supper on the first Sunday of the month. You know, some churches, they get the Lord's Supper, and when he said about the Lord's Supper, he said, when you do this in remembrance of me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I want you to take this bread. It symbolizes my body. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And when you take this bread, I want you to remember the day that you read the scripture and got clarity on the scripture when I took the Last Supper with the 12. But watch this, Reverend, just for teaching-wise. He put one of them out the room. And it was named with old Judas. He said, you need to do it quick, then leave. So let the record be told it was 11. Took the what? He took the Lord's Supper that day. And he looked at that bread, brother, man, and he took it and put it before the Lord and said, Lord, he asked the Lord to bless him, but this is the bread. It's a token of my body. He said, do this and remember some meat. As often as you do this. And they broke it and they ate it. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. He said, now you take this wine. You know what I said? You take this wine, not no fruit punch either. He said, not no Kool-Aid. He said, you take this wine. And it takes the what? It symbolizes my blood. The New Testament. He said, you've done this now. Now, once you do this, it symbolizes you're drinking my blood. Now, you're not no cannibal. You don't eat flesh and drink blood. But he said, it symbolizes it. So when you're doing this, you know that what? You're doing it in the remembrance of him. Because he's finna go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
He's finna about to offer his body up. And offering his body up, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Offering his body up is showing us today that it was him who went to Calvary for us. Who went before the holy place for us. Who stood for counseling and stilled and said a mumbling word. And accepted all the lies. And watch it, Reverend. He was born in sin, too. He was born in a woman. Oh, yes. But what happened with him?
Yeah.
See, he was sinless. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because he was born under the law. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He was born under the law. That's why he can stand and he can take the bullocks or all, the calf, the ashes of a heifer. He can move that out the way because he died for us. Because he went before the Father with us and said, look at this now. I'm going to go to the end of this, Reverend. I command my spirit unto thee. Oh, yes, sir. He gave it to go. And once he gave that go, the Bible said he went in the tomb. Somebody's been there. He went in the tomb on the Friday night. It was Barry. Joseph, what's his name? Arimathea. He went and got his Barry tomb. And he laid in there on a Friday. And watch this, Reverend Henry. He stayed there all Saturday, day and night. And somewhere around in between 4 midnight, he took them death clothes off and folded them up. Somebody said the stone was rolled back and was two angels in the midst of it. He said, who seek thee? Why seek the living among the dead? He got up with all power in his hand. That's what they teach him. That's what they're preaching. That's why he sent them out like he sent them, because he wanted to know he's here. The Messiah is here. You need to get on board now. We need to get on board because you don't want to see the second return. Or if you haven't felt him as Lord in your life, Trust me, you do not want to see him the second time. You do not want to see him. Because we found out in that time the judgment, hold on, watch this here. Judgment will start beginning. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He's going to come in and he's going to labor with us. But I love how he said, for him, God the Father sealed. All like that. He sealed. You ever been there? You know what a seal is? You go somewhere, you don't want nobody to get in, you just seal it. You know, you just seal it. Have you been sealed somewhere? Have you just took something and sealed something you don't want nobody to get in? Sometimes you can't give everybody no information, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? Because they don't want to seal it. You know, you don't put that pressure on so they can't hold water, Brother Randy. Look what this is. Right here. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus asked and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on who? Him whom he have sent. That's you go, brother. Go back to your lesson, brother, man, when he sent them out.
He wants
the people to believe. What's his name? Pastor Kinglock. What's his name? What's your pastor's name?
Kinglock.
He wants you to believe that God sent him. And I was looking at some Reverend and Brother. I want to do something, right? Y'all don't mind, because people don't like this stuff, Reverend. But I'm gonna do it anyway. You know what I'm saying? Honor God to send Pastor Kinglock out. Honor God to send out people to evangelize and do his word. He had to equip them. Help me, Holy Spirit. Every time I hear your pastor preach, he's giving something for his mother to say. I had a lesson he did, because he know he's trying to illustrate 90% of the people know a mother's love. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah, I know it's a tempest. You know what I'm talking about? But he's trying to use illustration that the people can adapt to. And when we look at this, and we call it titles and this and that, it is what it is. God called him to present the love to you. If you would just went to church and say, you head on to the homiletics of it, and then get the meat of the whole lesson, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And you, when you walked away, you wouldn't have been able to hit that one button, Randy. You would never hit it. You know what I mean? Because you learned something yesterday. You got some kindled up in you yesterday, and you wanted to tell somebody about it. And look how I did. It even, man, you haven't even talked. We haven't talked at all. Look at the message I wanted to bring this morning after being free. It's a lot of people went there, they got fed. But then they got fed on different parts of the service. Somebody might still hook to the worshiping part of it. Oh, hear me. Somebody might got this still hooked on certain things of how y'all churches ran. But let me tell you one thing. Please get hooked up with the message that the preacher preach, that he labor in, that he try to give it and make it plain enough so you can apply it to your life. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So I say this now, after being fed, some of us might not ate nothing yesterday or this morning. Prepper, do you have ate something today since you've been listening? I understand when we say recognize, when we recognize and acknowledge to be the Son of God. That's what Jesus did, because he was the Messiah. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
He is worthy to be praised. But there's some things I want to run by you. Y'all don't mind. I want to run by that I am. Y'all don't mind. I am.
Yeah.
I am by Christ. He said, I am the Messiah. You know, I am is I. I am the bread of life. I am from above. I am the light of the world. Got to get on board yet. I am before Abraham was. I am. I am the door. You don't have to get on. I am the good shepherd. I am the Son of God. that still didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I am the resurrection and life. Brother Randy, I am the Lord and Master.
Yes.
I am the way and the truth and the light. Watch this here.
Yes.
I am the true vine, if you ain't got on board. Watch this here. I am Alpha and Omega.
Mm-hmm.
I am first and last.
And
you know what I love about that? He told them, I was here before you even thought of. I knew y'all hollering on Abraham. You know, he was telling I came through 42 generations to tell you this here. I am.
Yeah.
You remember when God was creating the light and the darkness? You remember when he separated the water from the infirmities? He kept saying, it is good. You remember when he was saying that, brother? He said, it was good. I like this boy. You know, I love him. He got point and he looked at Jesus, because he had to be looking at Jesus. He said, let us make man. Oh, help me up the spirit. He said, let us make man. That's what he said in the book. It's, let us make man. And he made a man.
Yeah,
he took dirt. And he took this dirt. And as long as that dirt was dirt until he did it, he said, he breathed in the nostrils. And they came to living soul. Somebody know what I'm talking about.
He came
to a living soul. Somebody's still wrestling with that. You might be in the Big Bang Theory. But let me tell you something. It's been the book.
I really
believe that when he breathed in Adam's nostrils, he came alive. You remember the story that we often say all the time. That if you don't believe it, you think we're telling some a fib, and you think we it's not of God, I'd rather go this route here to get all the way to before him, because that's what I believe, and didn't do it, didn't recognize him, and do it and recognize him, because I really believe nothing can change my mind about him being what rose again. Nothing can change my mind that he didn't walk this earth, because I can't speak for no one else. You got to have your own testimony with this, Renee. God been too good to the church. Oh, help me.
Yes, sir.
For us to let somebody behoove us, who switch us from thinking that it is what it is. There's some really, really crappy people out there. They are so charismatic. Look at David Koresh. Look at, what's his name? Jim Jones. Look how they were. They were effort and had people thinking they were Jesus. They had them thinking they were going to come together and have our own island. You know, look what happened to them. The Bible is plain, Doc. You have to watch when you hear people teaching not of God, and then God's Son is Lord Jesus Christ. So I'll say this in passing, so I won't hold you too long, that I am. What have you been eating lately? What have you been eating lately? Somebody might eat some good choice meat, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how you took time out and gave God some time. And then when you gave him time, you allow him to show up in your life. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And show his stuff before the people. You know, I don't have no hollering sermon today or, you know, but the man came in, he supported it, you know, and the ministry, and just thank God for him coming out. Rev is here, you know, and prayer, you know. We thank God for the message. You know, we thank God for the examples of life that he gave, when Brother Randy gave, you know. And my little discourse, I'm going to move out the way and tell you I love you. If it was anything misunderstood, what's plain and right, we ask you always, if you can hit the one button, come on in. We don't force nobody. I'm through. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I ate good yesterday. I ate good this morning. If it be as we go back tomorrow, I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank him for the sweet spirit that he always resides at this hour. I truly believe if it had not been for God who woke me up this morning, I wouldn't be able to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I give all honors and blessing to him because I do know.
Yes, sir.
I really know
yes,
that God is faithful. You understand me? And he mm-hmm. is a doctor. I must say this. Have never lost a patient. Don't never give it to
yes,
him. Because when you say they gone, you lost them. Trust me, there's not a loss because he healed them ultimately. And ultimate healing is
mm-hmm.
being with them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So watch this when I run too bad. You can do this here, Sister Martha. She sent something out. Thank you, Martha, for that gift yesterday. You know, I try to get that nickname. Your brother wouldn't give it to me, so I'm going to let you slide. Today. She knows what I'm talking about. God's good heart. God's good heart. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
God's good heart, Brother Randy. Look what it says here. God may lead us into troubled water to the deep end. He said, but I will trust in him. Can you go there? God can take you someplace, allow you to go someplace, but trust me, if he allow you to go through there, trust me, he ain't never left you. Some trials and tribulations get deep, brother. But it's the better us.
Yes.
It's the better us. It causes us to be better person in God. I love this, sister. He said, and when we, I'm telling you this thing, and when we run into problems and trials, oh, but we know that thou help is develop endurance. And endurance develops strength and character. And character strengthening, look what it says, our confidence and hope of salvation. That's what it's about. Don't lose your salvation
right.
when you go back. Don't let nobody turn you somewhere that you, I always say this, here. If God forgave me, why would I let you have something over me talking about you this and that? You don't have access to heaven for nobody. I don't care how long you've been in here, you don't have no access to heaven for nobody. You know, we could be a problem. Amen. But only God knows
mm-hmm.
who's going to heaven and hell. So once God done forgave you, once you've been into something, maybe you might have found got some bread on your knees. Hit your faith wide open, you know, and then don't lose the confidence in God. Get up and ask for forgiveness and try to do this thing a little
yes.
better. Oh, God conscious. Oh, I know right about
mm-hmm.
God conscious.
Yes,
if God ever gets something in your spirit, you just said something, well, I got to do better. And here, I ain't read this, just I'm over here talking, and the next one said, never give up.
Yes,
hey,
right.
Look how the spirit is. He said, never
mm-hmm.
give up. Faith connect us. Faith connect our weakness to God's strength. Hear that again. Faith connect our weakness to God's strength. We too can allow the scripture to strengthen us to press on in the race of a mark for us. For our God is bold. Is a promising making and a promising keeping God, and will reward those who faithfully finish the race. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. You know.
Yes. That.
Never give up.
Mm-hmm.
Never throw the towel in. Now I do know one thing. They're gonna feel some time. I'm gonna be true. Sometimes I don't want to do this no more. I ain't gonna lie. I can't be like that. I ain't gonna sit there laugh. I'm through with this.
Yeah.
I just want to just sit back and be minister to, you know, come on. And then some kind of way, this is me now. You know what I do with you? Some kind of way, somewhere like Jeremiah. Jeremiah said, just like fire, Brother Randy, sit
mm-hmm.
up in your bones. It's hard to sit there and know you got the word in you and say you ain't going to do it no more and don't do it.
Right.
If you let those devil get there, that devil ain't got a hold of you. He haven't got a hold of you.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're in the midst of God's presence and you can still say you ain't going to do it, you're not going to do it, trust me, the devil wins. But let me tell you something. When you can get there and you feel that spirit, the urge to want to say, I'm sorry, Lord. I take it back. Lord, forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
You're at the right place in fellowship. You're in the right places. Never give up. Never. Now, I told you this.
That's right.
Y'all probably look down on a little preacher. I told you it was some times I said, man, I don't, I'm just gonna sit and chill. But boy, every time I do something like that, he always set a fire. He set a fire that I can't sit and steal. You know, I come with this and then God changed it. Look, like I said, this other one, she said, he found me. Once, lost, now found, eternal thankful. That's what I like about it. Once lost, now found, eternal thankful. That's what you should be. Once you've been found, once Jesus came into your life, you should look at things totally different now. You should look at it like this here. I'm glad. I'm so glad that he came in my life. I'm so glad that I hold this here right, because he don't force himself on nobody. What he does, he'll send an urge there, whether it's through the preach a testimony or a song. You know, some of us so emotional, you know, it's certain things can turn us around. But once you start getting real close to walk with him, you can read God's word and say, and stop and say, Lord, I'm not even worthy to read this word right now. I need to repent. Oh, help me. That's when you know you're in tune, my brother. Then we read the other day that when Peter was denying Jesus, and when he heard that rooster crow that third time, he looked at Jesus. And Jesus looked at him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He looked at Jesus looked at him, and he went away sorrowful. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Don't never get in the spot that you're going to put yourself in. You know, we all quick and say, well, I do. You know, down my end to be set until time comes. But don't put yourself in the spot when you deny God. Help me, Holy Spirit. What you talking about denying God? Man, we deny God, even our thoughts. You might not say that's your mouth, but even our thoughts. Look what it said. Wherefore we actually write, Jesus came to find us, for we could never have found him if we lived to ourselves. It is a clear expression of God's creative love for his lost creation. Look at his pursuit of us, his desire to make us his own. That's what he did, man.
Yeah.
He pursued us.
Yeah.
Look what he came to now for all these generations. Because he could have left us stuck on the old Adam. But he should have the second Adam. One man was born of the earth, and one man was born of the spirit. And he sent us for that. And I thank him for that. Because if it had not been for God, come on now.
Yeah.
Who woke you up this morning? Because he's so great. You woke up this morning because he gave us mercy. Some of us need some mercy. I'm going to tell you, thank you, sister. And hey, Martha. Again, I truly bless you. It's a blessing to get you to do what you do. And I thank God for that. Nuggets that you give us, you know, and I thank Randy what he did. I thank Red for his support, you know. To my, and I'm gonna tell you, I got a little nugget again. I'm just old servant, man. You hear me a lot. Sometimes I wish I don't have to say nothing, you know. To my, if somebody come over here and have something to say for the Lord, I will sit back and listen, you know. To my, but if it's not, I have to say something. Y'all pray for me. If you want somebody else to say something, y'all send somebody over. Bring your pastor over here. Bring you somebody over here you feel can express God's love. I'm that kind of preacher. I'll step all the way out of the way. You know what I'm saying? Because I believe the harvest plenty, but the labors are few. Oh, I know I'm right about it. Don't be guilty of one thing. Be guilty that you love God and God's people. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Be guilty that you love God's people. That's when you know you got a true minister, you know, that he loves God's people. He loves God's people so much that he don't look at your faults. He don't look at the wrong. He look at God working it out. He's working it out. He's working it out. And I want to help you see it like God give it to me. You know, the Bible said we can repent. We can repent, Doc. We can repent. So thank God for the message. We thank him for all the ones that participated. You know, I'm going to step out of the way, you know, wherever God you lead this he can lead us, you know. Thank you,
Thank you, Lord.
Beautiful. Brother Rand, thank you.
Beautiful. We often, before we eat, we often say grace and thank God. Before we take nourishment into our body, we thank God for what he had prepared before us. And as we did that, we was hoping and expecting to hear from him. Then after we have been fed, we thank him again for that we have received. Hallelujah. That we have received. It is a blessing to receive from God. Many look over that blessing, but when the Lord allows His Holy Spirit, hallelujah, to sit down and reason in the Word with you, oh hallelujah, then you can call yourself blessed that you among men, among women that be able to hear from God. We thank God for what he has done. You said it wasn't a hallelujah message. It was a hallelujah message for me. It gave strength to me. Hallelujah. If no one else threw up their hands, I threw up my hands for his goodness, for his mercy, for his grace, for him setting me to aside and just talking to me. Hallelujah. That's beautiful. Beautiful lesson this morning, my brother. Much love unto you. As he talked with us, by the way, our hearts was burning. Our hearts was fluttering. Hallelujah. Also, when Brother Randy chimed in as well, talking about what he experienced, and it gave strength to those that are on the battlefield. It gave strength to those that's trying to carry his word, do his word, express his word. Oh, God, so blessed it together. Luke walked hand in hand with Matthew in Galatians and John. God so designed this thing this morning. So we're thankful for what he have done this morning. And I don't believe it went in vain, but I believe it went down for those that would open up their heart and receive this message today. Thank you, Jesus. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Reverend Brian. Thank you, Brother Randy. Thank you, Aunt Martha. Thank God's plan. He's still working it out. He's still working it out. We thank you. We love you. I just want to tell everyone I love them. Thank everyone for praying. Thank everyone for whoever support. Sometimes you have silent supporters, Father God. Hallelujah. But everything is working together for the good of them that love the Lord. Sometimes someone have to be the spokesman. Sometimes you have to stand alone. But we are never really truly alone because Jesus, hallelujah, is always with us. For God sent him. Hallelujah. The Father sent him. And he is an ever comforter to those that love him. God bless you. God bless you. And God keep you. I pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Before we get out too far, we just want to thank God again, you know. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really counting the blessings to even people on another like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we sound redundant on a lot of things, but because we try to repeat it because of the love we have, that we never mm-hmm. want to leave and don't want to have opportunity to ask for prayer, you know, and then want to wave their hand, we want to surrender that, you know, because this is what we believe, you know. We don't want to muzzle nobody, you know, and we ain't going to force
That's
nobody.
Right.
You know, we always extend it out for the love of the body of Christ, you know. So we ask if anything, if anybody needs prayer, you know, just want to wave your hand, you know, and just thank God, or just know that God is helping someone that you know, you may want to testify. We always need that opportunity before we leave and move around. Thank God, thank God. Brother, I'm telling you about my brother-in-law when he went to the hospital,
mm-hmm.
right? And
mm-hmm.
he would have went the hour he went, he would have died, you know. You know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I remember prior to that last weekend, we went on a little family little thing, you know. We was having
mm-hmm.
son. You know how he is. He liked to tell mm-hmm. jokes and high side, you know, but he loves God.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You know what? That would have been the last time I seen them if he would have died. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And I know whatever God has in store in that situation, that God can do, but no other one can do. You know, my auntie,
yeah.
you know, she has some few things going on. You know, just want to keep that
mm-hmm.
listed up. If it be God's will, you know
mm-hmm.
what she got going on, you know. And I really say that God keeps a burden there for a reason, you know. But I thank God
mm-hmm.
for the prayer of the saints, you know, because we really believe in prayer, you know. So we thank God for the healing, and we thank for God what He gonna do for my aunt, you know. So
yes, Lord, hallelujah.
I thank God for the listeners that come out time after time, you know, the ones who could come, who can make a way out to do it, you know, because this thing is, I really believe that with two or three touch and agree in His name, He in the midst. So again, we just thank You. We thank You that we're not going to force nobody to help. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the Holy Spirit, we come to You for the throne of grace. We come in the
yes.
most homicidal we know how, Lord. Thanking You, Father God, for the things that You have done, said, and have showed us this morning, Lord. Lord, we pray for all the ones who came out for their household.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We thank You, Father God, for the ones maybe had noise, they couldn't open up, Lord, but wave their hand, Lord, for whatever situation, why they didn't answer prayer, or even wave their hand, we just ask You to bless them, Lord. Give them the strength, Lord, and let them know that You are in the midst, Lord. We thank You for a mark,
yes.
Lord, for the nugget she gives, Lord. We just ask You to cover her house, Lord. Be with her, Lord,
yes.
as she tried to do the things, the people she interacting every day, Lord. Bless her household. Everybody that come in and go
yes.
out. Lord, bless
mm-hmm.
Reverend as well, Lord. Bless his situation
yes.
where he got
yes.
going on with his wife, Lord. We just ask You to increase
mm-hmm.
in that, Lord. We ask You, Father
yes,
God, to be with Lord. Only You know the circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
We ask You, Father God, to let it be in Your time, Lord. Lord,
strengthen yes,
the
Lord.
Family. In the
mm-hmm.
name. Lord, strengthen all of us, Lord, if we try to do Your will.
Mm-hmm.
Strengthen all our houses.
Yes, Lord.
All the people
yes,
we
Lord.
Don't know, maybe never even pray for themselves. You know how to do it, Lord. We ask You to do it in the name of Jesus, Lord. We know You can be in Georgia, Texas, California, New York, and all at the same time, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask You to move on prayer, a sincere prayer, Lord. We thank You, Father God. We thank You for the ministry, Lord. Give us strength to keep coming out.
Thank You, Lord.
So we believe
mm-hmm.
that we are better because we come together like we do. We are better
yes, yes.
because we're on the call. We are better because You are in the midst, Lord. Thank You.
Mm-hmm.
Thank You for Your love, Lord, because You didn't have to do it. But, Lord, we just
yes,
ask
Lord.
You to have Your way, Lord, as we move
mm-hmm.
on to the next day in this day, Lord, what is on our drive. Give us strength. Give us favor, Lord. Bless us, Lord. Even ones may be retired, Lord. Give them favor, Lord, in the things of life.
Mm-hmm.
Thank You. Thank You, Lord. Lord, I know a lot of people went out to race this weekend. Lord, we just ask You always to keep a safer arriving to their house and home, the things they want to do to have a little fun in the race game, Lord. Lord, we just ask You, Father God, why it's on my mind, Lord, to bless Brother Nelly while he at the doctor's office, Lord. Bless him, Lord.
Jesus' name.
With the procedures he had to do, Lord. Bless him
thank
right
you,
now.
Lord,
bless his
thank
job,
you,
bless his household, bless his whole entire family too, Lord. The time they had
mm-hmm.
this weekend. Bless them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.